You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to a new survey, women now make up over half of Aotearoa's journalism workforce and are equally represented at all levels in the industry. However, women journalists also express having serious concerns about their safety on the job. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Massey University associate professor and program leader in journalism, Dr. James Hollings, about these findings and the responsibility of organisations to protect their journalists.
So the World of Journalism study is a survey of journalists in about 60 to 70 countries around the world, and probably going to go up to about 120 countries this time. And what it aims to do is to understand how journalists do their work and what they think, what they feel about journalism, and how they produce the journalism that they do. And so we can actually compare journalists in New Zealand to journalists in UK, America, Mexico, Africa, China, Japan, all around the world, and you get a sense of how differently journalists see their jobs. And it's really important that we can do this because it gives you a sense of what kind of pressures journalists are under, what would help them do their jobs better, and why they are producing the kind of journalism they do. And this is obviously really important because journalism is fundamental to keeping societies democratic and open and healthy.
What findings in this survey of journalists in Aotearoa did you find to be the most interesting?
What's interesting is that, unlike a lot of surveys of journalists, this is really very robust, very statistically careful, and it's also what we call longitudinal. In other words, we did one back in 2015, and so we can now compare what journalists were like then with what they're like now, so we can track changes over time, which is really important in any kind of research. So what we've found in this one we've just done earlier this year is that New Zealand journalists, well, first of all, one of the really interesting changes since 2015 has been that women now dominate the profession in terms of numbers, and for the first time ever, they've achieved pay equity and they've basically broken the glass ceiling. So women are now equally represented to men in all levels of journalism. In other words, there's the same numbers of journalists of women as men running the journalism businesses like Stuff. Stuff, as you might know, is run by a woman, Sinead Boucher. So right through the industry, women have achieved equity at last with men, which is long, long overdue, really, because they've been equal or in the majority for the last 20 years, but they've finally actually caught up in terms of pay and rank. So that's a really important change, and it's very good, I think, for journalism and for New Zealand.
We've also now seen a 20% increase in Māori journalists. What do you think has led to this increase in representation for women in Māori journalists?
There's been a lot of talk in journalism over the last 3 or 4 years about the problems. One of the things about journalism is that we're very public. Journalists are very public about our mistakes and our shortcomings generally. So we're always gossiping, always talking, and there's been a lot of talk over the last 4 years, I think 5 years, about the lack of representation of Māori, Asia and Pacifica journalists in journalism. And so one of the things that's helped, I think, is the Public Interest Journalism Fund that has helped fund positions for Māori journalists, I think. But also journalism organisations themselves have woken up. So Stuff has had its public apology. Radio New Zealand has made a huge effort to embrace Tau Māori and Te Reo Māori. They've all tried hard to encourage and support Māori journalists. Journalism schools are much more, I think, attuned to making their curricula more comfortable for Māori and more relevant. So all those things are starting to happen. We're starting to see a little bit of a result now. It's still small. I mean, I think it's not as good as we'd like it to be. 10% roughly of journalists are Māori, which should be up at least 15%. Asia and Pacifica are also very low, and they haven't. Asian journalists, we're getting some more of them coming through, but still not enough, really. And Pacifica is very low. That's the area that hasn't really changed much and is a big problem.
Just returning back to women specifically, but I'm sure this affects other groups as well. The survey showed that while representation has increased for women, they have also reported feeling seriously concerned about their safety at work. What are some of these concerns that have been raised?
Yeah, this is a big thing. A big finding that's come out really is that for the first time we actually asked this about how safe do you feel at work. Of course, for some journalists around the world, it's a very real physical, immediate threat that a lot of journalists get killed in places like Mexico and the Middle East. So, but New Zealand, not so much there. But New Zealand women journalists particularly are feeling seriously stressed about things like harassment and intimidation, sexual harassment. This has come through very strongly in this survey. We've probably heard about in the last year or two with the disinformation and the with the protests, the parliamentary protests, the sort of thing that journalists were putting up with there. But beyond that, there's a sort of a general feeling amongst particularly women journalists that they're, first of all, they're getting a high level of intimidation and threats and abuse from the public and sometimes from other journalists in print media, and they're not getting the kind of support that they really need from their employers, I think. And journalist employers need to sort of take a step back and think about how they can better support particularly their women journalists who are being subject to this kind of stress. So the sort of things they're talking about that is happening, some journalists have had death threats, questioning their own morality, abuse online, which is obviously common, fake Facebook pages set up in their names, harassment, phone calls, that kind of thing. So it's not on, and we need to do more to try and protect journalists from this abuse. I think we're very lucky in New Zealand. Our journalists have been through a pretty tough time in the last few years, and the job numbers have shrunk a lot. The workforce has probably almost halved in the last 10 years. They're feeling stressed about their job security, particularly journalists and staff have recently been told that there will be redundancies. But they're sticking to their basic core job of telling us what's going on and being accountable, being watchdogs of politicians and public leaders. So I think we're very lucky in New Zealand. They've got a very professional journalism workforce and they're doing their job well. And New Zealanders should be thankful for that, because basically they are the thing that keeps our democracy accountable and healthy. And it's easy to forget that. So I'd just like to reinforce that point.
That was Massey University's Dr. James Hollings speaking about safety concerns for women journalists in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.